goes beyond the human instrument. Because somebody's going to say, well, didn't somebody hear the gospel through him? Sure. Was anybody saved that heard him preach? Sure, of course. Absolutely. The gospel is more powerful than the vehicle because it is the gospel itself that saves. It's not the preacher. That's one of the big illusions of our day, that people get converted because of how clever I am. People get converted because of how slick my presentation is. People get converted because I've figured a way to make the gospel irresistible. Most popular Christian book of our time says that if you have the right method, you can lead anybody to Christ. It's all about style. It's all about technique. It's all about being culturally acute and sensitive to how people think, and you can get into anybody's mind and make them respond positively to the gospel. The bottom line is it's really not about our technique at all. The power is in the truth. The power is in the seed, not the sower. If you want to borrow the language of Matthew 13, the power is in the truth. The power is not in the preacher. I remember the biography of Paul Rader, who was a well-known American preacher, long since gone, who was saved one Sunday while preaching in his own pulpit, and who had been an evangelist under whose preaching many had been saved. Salvation is never the result of the human instrument. It's always the result of the power of the truth and the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, of course, if and when the gospel is preached, no matter who preaches it, as Paul says in Philippians 1, I rejoice that Christ is preached. Another lesson to think about is the power of self-deception, the power of self-deception. You ask yourself, how can a man week after week after week after week preach in his church, lead his church staff, counsel people? How can he get up on a national platform and preach against homosexuality and live with himself while he's engaged in that very iniquity and others as well? How can you do that? That's the power of the deception of sin. Jeremiah 17:9, the heart is deceitful above all things. It's amazing how you can live in total duplicity, how you can live in absolute contradiction to what you say. You become hardened by what you preach and indifferent to it, even in your